We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos on the bottom of Ayin Zayin on the Aleph, starting Siman Shin Ayin. Be'ezekei lemutar lotzis b'Shabbos, which vessels are is one permitted to go out with on Shabbos, be'ezmen asurim, and which one are forbidden. So really, basically, we just went through the whole, and now we start, like, so to speak, the second half of Hilchos Shabbos from Siman Shin onward. And we just finished the order of going through from Erev Shabbos to Matzah Shabbos. And now, some of the halachas, the malachas, like which kelim was the one permitted to go out with on Shabbos, which was which one not forbidden, but in the Aleph Sif, man, there's 51 paragraphs. It says Mechaba, Sif Aleph, Ein Lachetz B'Shabbos, one should not run on Shabbos, Elam Kenu L'Dvar Mitzvah, unless it's for a mitzvah purpose. Could go in the Beis HaKnesses, for example, to Shul, or Kiri Tiboy, or something similar. Hagah says Ramah, V'Asal of Saya, as a Ketin Tamad Beis Yoyse, it's forbidden to step more me'amo, more than the amo, to the max is around 2 feet. Bepsi achas with one step. If it's possible for him less than that, it's like zeruah goes hashri perk mishur tiu. Says the mishur brurah sivkat nalv in logatz b'shabbos. One should not run on Shabbos. Normally says in the pasuk v'chid pad the toy masses to rechecho. You should honor it from doing your path. The dershu and the expanded meaning. That you're going on Shabbos should not be the way you go during the weekday. Because at the moment the person during the weekday is to go quickly and to run after his business, and on Shabbos one should not be like that. Now, even in the weekday, one should not take large steps. And it tells because it takes away 1/500th of the person's illumination of his eyes. But on Shabbos is also a prohibition from doing the way you normally do during the weekday. Siv cotton bays. Rama said, it's forbidden to take a large step, more than an amma in one step. But then something is also like points that it's forbidden to jump. Which is Sharatzin is Gimel brings from the Rambam, another place. Can we say, look at Rashi Masechta Shabbos? That sounds like that jumping is not asa travu, only when the stream of water is wide, it's not possible to pass over it if not through jumping. The mela, the same thing would be lachaira, by stamp jumping would be permitted, but from the other place, Kim, it's not mashma like this. I said, look at the bi'alacha that we wrote, that it's possible that also Rashi would be maida, that would be asa. Sivkot and gimel. So you can't take a step that's yaisime amma, that's mon amma in one step. Pidush, she chatsi amma bin regular regal. That it's a half arm between each foot, the kaf regalachas, and the sole of the one foot, who gamkin chatzi am is also a half arm. So that's a total of an arm. Zebod and beini, that's by a medium type of a person. Shashir psia beini shaloi, that the measurement of the medium type of step, who am is am. But my God, v'yaisir, meaning to say, so like you should do only an arm, not more than an arm. Now, but that a larger person, if you should, then obviously we go according to his normal steps, which Sharatzina Hay says that's Pashut. Now it seemed that that's the Kavanah of the Gemara, what it says in Shabbos Kafir Gimel. If he can put his foot down, it doesn't say Stam, Shir Ama Samayim, the measurement of the stream of the water is Dafka Chatzi Ama, like the measurement between regular regal. Rather, because in truth, it depends. Every single person, according to his own legs, and by a big person, the shear is that he could put his leg down, etc., which would be more than the amma by him. So cut and dalt, im efsh v'chulu. I mean, this is only if it's possible. If it's possible, don't take more than the amma at a time, because it'd be efsh. If it's not possible, but siv gimel, the shari we see in siv gimel, that actually that it's permitted. Siv beis. Bachurim hamas angim mikvitzasam umritzasam. Young boys, that they delight with their jumping and their running. Mutru, that's permitted. And also to see anything that they delight in, which Ramos says, it's also permitted to stroll on Shabbos, that's when they say, so the Bachrim that they enjoy by running and jumping, is permitted, even initially, because that is their delight. And Oynik is a good thing on Shabbos. Sivkot and Vav, so to see Pidush, meaning, what does this mean? That every person is allowed to run to see something that he delights in. But the Sharat Sin Ayazayan brings, not like the Taz. He says, you should know that the Pirush of the Mogen Abraham, is rejected in the Sibachem and Moshe, Sibachem and Motzel, the people of God, and it's very doch way to try to be Biyash of what the Magen Ram tries saying. Sibachat and Zayin, Chimotel Tayel. And the Ramah said, you also let us stroll. Meaning, a film, Kabanos, Lissamal, Lissamim, Mishim, Rifor, even if his intent is to get exercise and to get warmed up because of medicinal purposes, Makamakam Shari is still committed, Kimitle Mucha Milsa, since it's not evident, Shari Sikin, Rifor, that you're doing it for therapeutic reasons. Abul also Lorit, Kadesh, Yisham, Rifor, but you're not allowed to run, take a run, a jog, so that you should get heated up for healing. Kimitle Mucha Milsa, well, that's evident. And that's forbidden because you don't do anything of refuah because you might come to grind herbs to get the same result, and then we can turn you might do teichen. But Shartin Leischa says, Lavusha, it sounds like a little bit that he's machmir regarding this, but Mishmur says that it'd be permitted to take a walk. Now the Mishmur says, further, those who are stringent even by taking a stroll, if his intention is to get worked out for healing purposes, taking that walk that the doctor said, that would be problematic. Chartzin Oistes says that's Ali Rabba, he's inclined like the Labush. And even though his Raya from the Sept is not really Muchach, if you look into it, even the Rambam, it is Mashmah a little bit like him. Now, if he runs and his intent is that he should have an appetite to eat, Magen Ram, it sounds like a little bit that it's permitted. However, in Taz, is he brings explicitly that's prohibited. And even his reason, because running itself is not considered yet tainug, because it's just to get an appetite to eat. If that's the case, according to what Menachem hold regarding this Nalik Tataz, so Mela would be permitted also by this, because since the running is for the purposes of eating, which is Einig Shabbos, however, it's not so verified that they would be permitted, because it's possible that this that he's doing different actions so that he should have an appetite to eat is included in Refuah, and therefore you can't take a jog to like say, oh, I'm so full from last meal, I need to get like an appetite, that would be prohibited. Siv Gimel. If someone was walking, he gets a stream of water. He could skip and jump over it. I feel like he recovered even if it's wide. Because he cannot put his first foot down before he lifts up the second one. Better that he jumps, that he walks around it. That's going to increase his journey. You're not to walk through the stream, that you don't come to squeeze out your wet garments. So if you get to a stream of water, so you could be ladalgi balikpitz. So what's these two terms? Dilug mikri, dilug is called chamapsik raglav berchava, that he widens his legs in the width. Ukfitzahu, that's hechesha kaifich de raglav vasachas. That's where he jumps with both feet together as one. So you could do either one of them to get over the stream of water, even though it's very wide. And it's better than from like going around it. Now, where it's not possible to do a type of a jump to get over it, so then he's allowed to go around it. But to go through it, that's prohibited. Because then you have a concern about squeezing, and they didn't permit that. If not, the way it's going to be described in the next sif and in sif vav. Siv Dalad, a Yehoylech Levar Mitzvah. Someone's going to mitzvah purpose. Going Lahakpul Pnei Rabbi, like to receive the face of his Rebbe, of his teacher, or the countenance of someone that's greater than him in wisdom. Then Yachal Abba, then he could walk through the water. As long as he does something different. Like, for example, if he doesn't take his hand out from beneath the edge of his garment, that he should remember that it doesn't come to squeeze it out. Says Ramav Ayin Kalon. Simin Taryag Sif Hey Rusiv Ches Bahago says Machabe further Vasa Lava Bisandali. Now let her go through it with your sandal. The Kibin in the Ochala Hatko, the Kashri Yava, since you can't really tighten it and tie it very well. Cheshin the Manafel, we're concerned maybe it's going to fall. Vasla Tuye, and you're going to come to carry it. But if it's his shoe, then it's permitted. Says Mishbusib Kat Yud. So if he's going for a mitzvah purpose, for example, to be mekabel pnei rabbi, but then same thing is says the gemara pnei aviv to greet his father. Find magen avram shakaz magen avram that he writes the ishvi isha shavim be mitzvah like balas panim. The man and the woman are equal in this mitzvah of receiving the countenance. They would seem the isha and the davka pshus baila, but that a woman would be specifically with the permission of her husband, because as the Shartzinai Yud Bey says because the Pnei Aviv is similar to Pnei Rabbi. And it's not better than the Mitzvah Kabbalah's Panim from all the other ideas of Kibud, which a woman is Pater when she has a husband, because she has responsibilities to him over her father. So if she has Rashus, then fine, then she has the same Mitzvah. Zivkon Yerav, Ipin Misha Gadol, or to greet someone that's greater in wisdom. That's excluding the other way around. For the Rebbe to go to the student, to us, that's forbidden to go through the water. Now, the Imut Talmud, but if it's a student, should talk to the Rabbi based on that his Rebbe needs him for certain things. Whether it's because of that of his sharp and incisiveness, or whether because the student has teachings that he heard from other Gedolim, other great people. Because what Taz, the Taz writes, then he's allowed to go through the river, because on some level, God the man based on the student is still greater than him in certain things, which he needs from him. But the Shabbos says forbidden regarding such a case. Now, if the Rav is not sure about something, he's going to ask his student that knows regarding this. Regarding this, it's logical like the Taz that it would be permitted. The Ligar Melashar Dvar Mitzvah is not any less than any other Dvar Mitzvah, which you let it go through the water, where he has to know regarding a Psak. Sivkot Yud Beis. Ramos said to look in Simitar Yag and Ubisiv Ches Bahaga, that is the Shomavur, there we see that it's explained that Philim Ikadaka Achrin Alakav, even if there is another way to go around, Mutubius Lav Bamayim, it's still better to go through the water, Malharas Beilach, than to increase the journey. Can you keep him to Ubil Dvar Mitzvah since he's walking through for a Mitzvah purpose? But with since he could go around, so if it is better to go around than going through the water. Sif hey, someone's going for a mitzvah purpose. Mutta love is allowed to go through the water. Even on the way back, that it shouldn't be a stumbling block for him in the future. Sif cotton yud gimel, meaning another time, not going to go for the mitzvah purpose. Since they don't permit him to come back, says Rashi, so I'm not going to go in the first place. I don't want to be stuck over there. So therefore, they permit the end because of the beginning. Sivav. Someone's going to safeguard his fruits. He's allowed to pass through the water on the way there, but not on the way back. Sivkat and Yadal. He's going to Lishma Peres. Sivagwe the Shemiris Mamaynai. Protecting his money. Nam have a Gitzaz Mitzvah. It's also somewhat of a mitzvah. And hence, we permitted it, which the Sharetz Nesidad says that's what I'm going to bring. Tesi Yishan and Yuma, they write that because of a hefset mammon, they weren't geiz the mishum schita. So that either one way is like it's excessive mitzvah. Because no, you're right, really it's not. But they weren't geizer. They're geizer that you might come to squeeze in a situation of a hefset mammon of a loss of money. Now says Mishmur further. He says Mukamakom Aviv Aleitir Bechazar. They didn't permit the way to come back. Then the drama mitzvah kach. It's not such a great mitzvah so much. Umishum and I shalitei bakshilas lavoi that you might come to prevent the person in the future. Leshach, but that's not applicable over here. For a mitzvah, like the guy's like, yeah, I'm not going to do the mitzvah. He doesn't understand the great reward. But here the ma'ich b'slam. What do we care mimana if he's going to stop v'leyochas al mamoni if he's not going to be concerned about his money? Fine, so don't go. And obviously the person will go. And by the guy's not going to hold back from going to safeguard his payers to other ball of money because the person's overwhelmed for his money and he'll prefer to get stuck over there and then let his payers go to waste. Safeguard as well. Lava b'mayim that he's let it go on the way there, passing through water. B'vach lo yitzi yoda b'chulu, as long as he doesn't take his hands out, etc. Kidlab b'sav dalad, you know, to remember not to do a schita. He said that they're allowed to go see whatever it is that they delight in. He says, look at Mishpah Sukkot Vav, and that's how many Achreinim explain. It means that you could run to see something. Now in the tour, he concludes, Umut Lira, so you're allowed to see. Look at what he says that he writes, that these two words are extra. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch left out these words. Sivichem and Moshe is Miyashvin, and what he's saying is like this. Davka is something that it delights in, and you're permitted to see. Excluding something that's forbidden to see, for example, let's say to go to the theater or something similar, then that's also on Shabbos to go and to see, because most definitely was not permitted a Devar Isser because of Oinek Shabbos. The Maschafili Ruchava, that you're allowed to jump over the stream of water even if it's wide. So in this wording, it sounds like that all the more so if the stream of water is narrow, that it's permitted to jump over it. Says the Berlach, I don't know what the reason for that would be. Because the Sifbeis writes that you're not allowed to jump. It says maybe that the stream of water, since sometimes you could fall inside the stream, they permitted you to jump over in all situations, and similar to what the Gemara says in Maskana, Kim Dali Efsha Shabadami, because it's all included in Loi Efsha. That's just not possible, because you might fall in. The Mask Lak Bivne Rabbi, you let her walk through the water to go greet your Rebbe. So look at the Magen Avraham, that he differentiates between a Yom Tov and Shabbos. And Shabbos, only a mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah. And on the regal, it's a chiyuv. It says it's Deichi Gadol, says the Be'alach. It's very pushing it to, if you look into the Gemara, and it says, look at Simon Tovkov and Nandal. But in the Pesha Ben Chananel in front of us in Rosh Hashanah, you see there explicitly that it's goes within the Gemara. If it's far, you're not mechuyiv only if it's a Yom Tov. And if it's close, you're mechuyiv even on Rosh Chodesh and on Shabbos. Look over there. No, so also moreover, it's explained in the Ritva that writes Rav Yitzchak Tofas Kotze Ha'achret, and Be'emes the Kabbalah is according to how close he is to his Rebbe, because if he's in the city, he has to see him every single day, and it's not, and it wouldn't be enough if you don't do that. And if he's out of the city, in the close place, once a week or a month, and that's what happened by the Isha Shanamis. If he's very far, then you should go see him. Once a regal on the Yom Tov Kippur. Look over there, it's lengthy, that it depends on those types of things. The Maskel Yochel Averba, so if he's going with Dvar Mitzvah, he can pass through the water, that's even if he's dressed, and even if it's up to the neck of water, as the Gemara says over there. But Davka, if the water is not flowing, if it's not running water, that would be dangerous. That's also over there. Now, the Michas Shabbos on Kitzah Shulchan Aruch, he writes that in all situations, that if it goes in the normal way, he's going to have tzar, he's going to have pain, whether because in the street there's a barking dog, or because of the rain, the winds, or anything similar like that. It's possible it's permitted to take large steps or to run, because it was not forbidden to run or take large steps only when it's possible to go in the regular way without tzar. However, in the Makom Tzar, there weren't guys, or another, in Mechem Kanievsky writes, it's forbidden to run on Shabbos, even if it's because of rain. In dish number two, Shulchan Aruch writes not to run on Shabbos. Rama adds on that even to take large steps on Shabbos have been in the Shuvah Zegzimesha writes that these are two different things. Large steps is a step larger than the Amma, whereas running is even by small steps. It's just he's doing it quickly. And the source is from the Pima Gadam. According to this, he adds over there that the words of the Magen Avraham that's brought in Mishabur that Af B'chayil Ein L'Psoy B'siyah Gasa, that also in the weekday one should not take large steps, which is Mitzuyin on the Issa of running, that's not an appropriate place because running is permitted on the weekday when you're not taking large steps. It's just you have to Mitzuyin on the Issa of large steps, which is brought in the Ramah. Addition number three, the reason why that a person's eyesight is not totally lost when he takes 500 large steps, if you tell me 1/500th is lost when you take a large step, the Taisus in Tainus writes that it's only the first step that takes the Ma'or Eneo Adam, and not all the other steps, because since his body's already used to it, it doesn't harm him. Also, even if you're going to say that even the other steps take from the eyesight, however, not each one of them is, they're just like 1/500th that remains after the previous step, because all beginnings are hard. It comes out the first one is harsher than the second one, the third, etc. And therefore, each one takes from the person's eyesight a little bit less than when the previous one. The Gemara Brachas Davim Gimel brings that the takana of whoever took a large step is to return it with kiddush, the Ben Yishimshi, the kiddush of Friday night. Now, as Machlik, the place, what the Gemara means, Rashi over there explains that the kavanah is to drinking the kaiser kiddush on Friday night, whereas the tour brings the name of Rav Natarai, that the kavanah is to give him the wine of kiddush on the eyes. Marsha writes that the minig is not to put on Friday night from the wine of kiddush on the eyes, and this that you do by Abdullah is only for the endearment of the mitzvah, not because of refuah. Right? Because like Rashi writes, the refuah is the drinking of the wine. Mishabur brings Rishai and Alf that looking at the nearest at the time of kiddush, that is a skula for the healing of the eyes, which were hurt by taking these large steps. Dirshu number four. Regarding taking the measurement of large steps,
also regarding someone that normally takes large steps on the weekday, that we discuss in Simit Tzadik Sivkot Mem Beis. Dish number four, the Nafke Minam, with it that Shabbos has also is because of Maaseh Sedra Chachad, Maaseh Sekel writes, that's regarding a blind person that during the weekday he could take a large step, but on Shabbos, forbidden to do that also. Prim Gondim writes that the Takana that's burned the Gemara for the person's eyesight of taking a large step, like we just mentioned before, was only said only regarding someone who takes the steps during the weekday, not who took these large steps on Shabbos, because on Shabbos is also Isser. Now, according to the first explanation that's burned Taisis, there would be enough Kamina by other steps that during a Chol it's Mutter on Shabbos that it's Asr. Dish number five, to take a large step because of mud that's, let's say, on the road, or dirt, Shulchan Aruch Rav writes that's permitted. And we discussed in Sivkot Nav, the name of the Mechel Shabbos, that every running or large step that is to prevent from tzar is included in the same type of idea, which would be permitted on Shabbos. Dish number six, a running that causes some type of a pleasure for others, so the Mor wrote in Simchon Zayin regarding speaking, weekday type of speech on Shabbos, is permitted when it's only for the person that's forbidden to say things that's only pleasurable for those who are hearing. And a person delights on this that others are having pleasure. The Mishnah writes over there regarding the Baruch Hu, that maybe you could be lenient, so you have to know if the same would be regarding running too. Dish number seven, Lemaiser, the Pinner of Niskarel says that one should be stringent not to take a walk if it's for medicinal purposes, like the pin of the Yishmachmir, but he adds on that someone for his health, he has to go take a walk every single day. He could also go on Shabbos, that you don't have to be Machmir when he's taking a walk on his path, only if his intention is to like get heated up and to sweat. Shubhas Alatsin writes that even it's permitted to run even when the intention is to safeguard the person's physical health, etc., because since the running by itself is permitted, and just like it's permitted for Bachram, that delight by the running to play a game, and this is the Shulchan Aruch Paskas, it's forbidden to get exercise the Shabbos, that's only if you're exercising so that you could sweat and to get heated up, because since it's the norm is to get sweated up through some type of herbs, so therefore it's forbidden to do this through running, but when you're running for some other purpose, then there's no reason to say it's asana. Then Shubhas Malam Lahoyl writes that only running that causes pleasure by itself, for example the Bachram running and playing, that permit on Shabbos, but running by itself does not serve as any tithing, it just causes all other benefits, for example that it opens up his physical abilities, so that's included in his hamlus, which it's forbidden on Shabbos, but he adds on not to protest, but regarding someone that's noik heter regarding this. Now regarding exercise for briyot or refuah, it's erech no, so that we discuss within shin chav ches. Dish number eight, Shartzina had said this, that he does pu'ulis, that he's toiv le'echel, that he gets appetite to eat, b'chal refuah, however, shogun arach and sim shin ches paskin, that's someone that's in pain because of so much food, he's allowed to vomit through his hand, it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah, but that his reason is because that's not similar to refuah. On the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah writes over here in Sivkot and Zayin, that's forbidden to run on Shabbos when his intention is for refuah. Dish number, middle of dish number 10, Rav Nisgar Eltz holds that if someone's going to daven with a minyan, even if there's a shul closer, and is going further, that's considered like koilach dvar mitzvah, since he's receiving reward for his halicha. Dishon number 12, in the Be'al Lacha, that on Shabbos is only a mitzvah, and the regular is a chiv, in today's times, that there's no receiving the face of the Shechina on Yom Tov. And the Chuvah Nedivida writes that even on the Yom Tov, there's no chiv to be makabel p'nei rabbi, so that it shouldn't be that the covenant of his Rebbe is greater than the covenant of the Shechina, because we're not oil regal. And the chiv was only time of the base of Migdash. On the other hand, Rav Shlomo Kluger, Yaros Devash, Aruch Lener, Shevet Sefer, they hold the chiv to be makabel p'nei rabbi, even b'zman hazeh. Dershon number 14, on the words of the Be'alocha, that you can walk through the water for the Varmetz even when he's dressed. And even if he's wearing dirty clothing, Rav Shlomo Zalman holds it's permitted to walk through water because it wasn't mentioned in the Be'alocha that to be makbid to go through just with clean clothing. So according to him, you can prove from here that having water go in the garment or something when it's in the making dirty type of way, it's permitted even by a dirty garment, which could be the water somewhat cleaning it, and we're not concerned for the Isra Malabin in that type of situation.